Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Fires and lights and fires.
One of them has a carrying a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
This episode of Dark Matters Radio took place on March the 12th, 1994. And my guest was rather controversial, Mr. Jim Delatosa, who had just at that time recently been on a Fox program talking about several cases and his, of course, computer expertise. Delatosa is known for being a computer quote-unquote expert. Now, this show became very controversial in hindsight, because during the program, we ended up taking several calls that were very critical of Delatosa's work, especially on the Billy Meier material. It ended up that one of the callers was none other than Cal K. Korf, who in those days, I had absolutely no idea who Korf was, except I thought he was a rather skeptical UFO investigator. Of course, this was years before he became the raging Looney Tune that Korf is today. Now, the show is notable for one other thing, and that is during the course of the program, regardless of how much heat Delatosa was taking, he stuck in there. And I got to give the guy credit for that. However, at the end of the program, and you'll hear this, he accused me of bringing him on the show to set him up. Now, of course, I had absolutely no way, number one, to control who heard the program, nor did I have any control over who called into the program. And the idea that I set him up is ridiculous. But Delatosa still believes that. As a matter of fact, as I prepare this show and get it ready for broadcast up on the Paracast Dark Matters Forum, a few weeks ago, sending out a series of notes to a list I have access to, telling them about these programs that are available on the Paracast Dark Matters Forum, I got a note from Jim Delatosa. I hadn't talked to the man in many years, but as it turned out in that note, he was still upset over this particular program. Well, after getting that note, that caused me to dig this thing out, and here it is. You can make up your own mind. So let's go back to March the 12th, 1994, and the best of UFOs tonight with my guest joining me at that time by telephone from Arizona, Mr. Jim Delatosa.